sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done.
Welcome back.
And the bright days of
Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the last segment of the day. Folks, thank you. If you have called and I haven't been able to get to your calls, I apologize. That is entirely my bad. I will have time this last segment for you to get in your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarters worth. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It seems like a number of entertainers are stepping up, Brian, to lend their support to Kamala Harris, and not fringe types like Cat Scratch Fever Dude.
Ted Nugent and Hulk Hogan are not necessarily the. I can't believe they didn't pull Scott Baio this time.
Charles is no longer in charge.
I have a side story about him. I saw him grovel in front of a producer once. It was really funny. Anyway, I was sitting at the table. It's really funny to see because I would have been groveling myself. But yes, I've seen Scott Baio in a compromising position.
Well, his opinions are compromising enough. Folks, again, if you want to get in your final thoughts for the day, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But incredibly impactful celebrities keep piling on following Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris on Tuesday. Yesterday, Stevie Nicks also threw her hat in the ring. I loved her post. I believe this was on Facebook. Stevie Nicks said this: as my friend Taylor Swift so eloquently stated, now is the time to research and choose the candidate that speaks to you and your beliefs. Only 54 days left until the election. Make sure you are registered to vote. Your vote in the election is one of the most important things you will ever do. Love, Stevie Nicks, childless dog lady. That's how you know it's a Kamala endorsement. Yet again, dinging J.D. Vance. Another incredible celebrity also weighed in yesterday. Linda Ronstadt, whom I love. I have always loved some Linda Ronstadt. My mom had some Ronstadt albums back in the day. She posted on
Maggie, what are albums?
What are albums? Oh, don't get me started. She posted yesterday on Facebook and said this: Donald Trump is holding a rally on Thursday in a rented hall in my hometown, Tucson. I would prefer to ignore that sad fact. But since the building has my name on it, I need to say something. It saddens me to see the former president bring his hate show to Tucson, a town with deep Mexican-American roots and a joyful, tolerant spirit. I don't just deplore his toxic politics, his hatred of women, immigrants, and people of color, his criminality, dishonesty, and ignorance, although there's that. For me, it comes down to this. In Nogales and across the southern border, the Trump administration systemically ripped apart migrant families seeking asylum. Family separation made orphans of thousands of little children and babies and brutalized their desperate mothers and fathers. It remains a humanitarian catastrophe that Physicians for Human Rights said met the criteria for torture. There is no forgiving or forgetting the heartbreak he caused. Trump first ran for president warning about rapists coming in from Mexico. I'm worried about keeping the rapist out of the White House. Signed, Linda Ronstadt. P.S. to J.D. Vance. I raised two adopted children in Tucson as a single mom. They are both grown and living in their own houses. I live with a cat. Am I half a childless cat lady because I'm unmarried and didn't give birth to my kids? Call me what you want, but this cat lady will be voting proudly in November for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Wow. That one hurts. Very clear, very emphatic. I appreciate Linda Ronstadt. I also appreciate Mark from Prairie du Sac. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems Project 2025 is kind of abrogating the preamble to our Constitution, making more in line with the Confederate Constitution, which did not provide either for the common defense or promoting the general welfare, or even actually forming an actual nation, you know, tossing it to the states, and states would maintain their sovereign character. And further reading of the Federalist Papers, and here I'm geeking out again, Federalist 70, Hamilton more or less refers to the president is supposed to be hostage to the law, I'm paraphrasing a bit there, and hostage to good behavior. And Donald Trump has done neither. I mean, he did not follow the law, and that the whole thing of equal branches of government, my understanding is when they first established the Constitution, they assumed the legislature was the primary engine, and the president was supposed to make sure the laws were faithfully executed, and the court had their responsibility to it and making sure the laws were actually followed. And that and the court sees so much power now, giving Trump his immunity thing, which is just utter nonsense.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. And if you don't want to take Mark or my word for it, you can take the word of Alberto Gonzalez, who is the attorney general under George W. Bush and also served as White House general counsel. He published an op-ed this morning at 5 a.m. in Politico, and he has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. Here's what he says about Donald Trump in reference to January 6th. Trump failed to do his duty and exercise his presidential power to protect members of Congress, law enforcement, and the Capitol from the attacks that day. He failed to deploy executive branch personnel to save lives and property and preserve democracy. He just watched on television and chose not to do anything because that would have been contrary to his interests. Trump still describes that day as beautiful. And for those subsequently convicted of committing crimes, he describes them as hostages. He has also promised to pardon the convicted rioters. Why? Because they acted in his interest. Power is intoxicating, and based on Trump's rhetoric and conduct, it appears unlikely that he would respect the power of the presidency in all instances. Instead, he would abuse it for personal and political gain and not on the behalf of the American people. The list of former Republican defectors is growing, I think, nearly daily, and that speaks absolute volumes. Alberto Gonzalez closes his letter, his opinion, by saying this: "We are a divided nation, but Harris appears, at least based in part upon her performance at the DNC and in her debate with Trump, to be the best suited, able, and committed to unite us in a manner consistent with the rule of law." Again, you don't need Mark from Prairie to Sac or me. Just how about this Republican Attorney General? That'll work. That's going to do it for me. We got a huge show tomorrow to close out the week here on the Maggie Dawn Show. The Dom Salvia Show is next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Take care, y'all.
I love you. I love you.
She doesn't have a plan. Take a look at her plan. She doesn't have a plan.
Now you're going to believe me or your lying eyes.